there was another verse where the word Guhya is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita itself, which is Rajavida Rajaguhya. Rajaguhya Guhya Tama means the same thing. It's the same. Because Guhya Tama, Tama in Sanskrit means very much. And Raja means the king. Among people, the king is the number one, because it's the most, it's supposed to be the most powerful. So Rajavidya or Guhya Tama is the same thing. And what is the secret? The secret is that if you want something, you have to really want it. And for instance, you don't know how my house is made. And if you really want it, how can you do? You just become my friend and I will invite you. It's the only way. There is the other way to break in like a thief, but this is not a very good thing. And maybe you can do that with my house or with Krishna's. A little more difficult. So if you become my friend, then you come and you see how my house is made. The same thing, it's not possible to break into Krishna's kingdom unless he wants you to. How to move Krishna's desire is very simple. Just become his friend. Just become his devotee. But even this knowledge is so wonderful that actually secrets are very, a very desirable thing, because there is some kind of mystery. You know, it's so good to have something to achieve. So someone says, okay, then I will get liberated, I will go in the spiritual world, there is no mystery anymore. I will know everything. Oh, this is boring. Not to know anything, not to have anything to achieve, becomes like this kind of liberation, this kind of for the eternity. So if somebody is scared to this idea of an eternal knowledge, that you don't have anything to know. So Guhya, it applies also to the spiritual world, actually. That means that when you go to the spiritual world, there will be mystery. There will be mystery because Krishna is a dynamic personality, and everything regarding Krishna is also dynamic. Dynamic is the opposite of static. Static means you know it and that's it. But this is not in the spiritual. There is nothing static in the spiritual world. Everything is always moving, always increasing, always improving. So when you go, when we go into the spiritual world, there will be this extremely beautiful, attractive thing to always having to know something different. And this is also a mystery. There is also a secret. Krishna will keep you every day, every moment, something that you didn't know before. So if we present to people a type of knowledge that is static, somebody, especially somebody who is particularly intellectual, intelligent, will say, oh no, I don't want to go to this boring, eternal, I prefer to die and take birth. At least I had to do something. I had to know something. I had to achieve something. In the spiritual world, there is this God, but I cannot even eat apples that he, you know, becomes angry. So this is not a really good proposal. And so Guhya is a very beautiful word, very deep, and it doesn't apply only to the conditioned state, but it's also applied to the liberated state. The spiritual world is a dynamic, it's always moving, it's always different, and that's where Ananda comes. Ananda means is something different than happiness in the material world. In this, also misery, what it could look like misery in the spiritual world is also Ananda. So it is not really correct to translate the word Ananda as happiness. Ananda means the pleasure which is underneath everything you do. And this is also the same as Rasa. Rasa is a specification of Ananda. What is Ananda means some kind of pleasure. So what kind of pleasure? That is Rasa, and it's a science. It's a very complex topic that we are not going to even to begin discussing today. Also because I don't know much about it. We can say something. Anyway, I just want to conclude by saying that mystery, the secret, is something very beautiful, because we have to achieve something. And in the spiritual world, there is a lot to discover.